This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, has responded to a U.S.-backed proposal for a Gaza ceasefire. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It came as Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in the Middle East trying to push through a deal that would halt the 8-month war.
Everyone's vote is in, except for one vote.
Hours later, Hamas says it offered a response.
And we are evaluating it right now.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby gave no details after Hamas appeared to stop short of outright accepting the deal, saying it wants some amendments. Hamas officials are wary about whether Israel will fulfill its end of the agreement, including eventually ending the fighting and fully withdrawing from Gaza in return for all the hostages Hamas now holds. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine and its allies drummed up support to protect Ukrainian cities from Russian missiles at a conference in Berlin on Tuesday and rallied international businesses to put their faith and billions of dollars into post-war reconstruction. Reuters' Olivia Chan has more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was hoping to come away from the conference with pledges of billions of euros for defense and agreements on building a new and more modern energy system.
This meeting in itself is already a result, because it is very difficult not to lose allies and partner countries.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz cited World Bank estimates that Ukraine could need $500 billion over a decade. He added companies had to be offered a business case for investing.
The reconstruction of the country will require massive investment. This will not be possible without private capital.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Malawi President Lazarus Chikera reported on Tuesday that Vice President Saulos Chilima and 9 other people were killed when the military plane they were traveling on crashed.
The search and rescue team has found the aircraft near a hill in the Chikangawa forest, and they have found it completely destroyed with no survivors, as all passengers on board were killed on impact.
The plane left the capital, Lilongwe, on Monday, but was unable to land at the airport as scheduled due to poor visibility. Soon after, aviation authorities lost contact. Japan national broadcaster NHK reported on Wednesday that the country is considering a new sanction on China and other groups for supporting Russia's invasion of Ukraine by supplying materials that can be used by Moscow's military. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida may explain a plan to add such Russia-supporting groups to its export ban list in the upcoming G7 summit in Italy. The ICC's chief prosecutor, Karim Khan, on Tuesday called for evidence to assist his office as it investigates allegations of war crimes and crimes against humanity in the city of Al-Fashir in Sudan's Darfur. David Doyle has more.
On Tuesday, Karim Khan called for anyone with possible evidence, including audio and visual material, to submit it to his office.
The evidence my office has collected to date seems to show credible, repeated, expanding, continuous allegations of attacks against the civilian population.
Al-Fashir is home to more than 1.8 million residents and displaced people. But some 130,000 have fled their homes there, according to the United Nations, as a result of fighting in April and May.
A daredevil, identified as Polish climber Marcin Banat, attempted to reach the top of a 30-story tall building in Buenos Aires, Argentina, without using safety equipment on Tuesday. He was intercepted by a rescue team who put him in a safety harness and forced him down. He had already tried to climb the same building last week but was prevented by police. President Joe Biden says he will accept the outcomes of his son Hunter Biden's criminal case and will continue to respect the judicial process. The president made the statement after jurors convicted Hunter Biden on all 3 felony charges in his federal gun case in Delaware. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA.